Holy balls. Extreme Prejudice, boys. Right? 1999 levels of neon green Extreme Prejudice. You're seeing some dad energy over here on display. On the cucked island of England, where you've got a whole bunch of lefty tards who have opened up, well, they've opened up Western civilization to foreign hordes who hate us. They hate Western civilization. They ain't here to assimilate. Right? They're not here to be English. They don't want to be English. They want to take advantage of the English. And you're watching the English starting to recognize this. And the English are getting pissed. They're putting down their pints of Guinness and they put it on their ass-kicking boots. The other day on the stream, we were showing a video of the London Underground, which is their subway. And a dad holding a kid gets pushed by this foreigner, this migrant. The kid falls down the stairs. A couple of other Englishmen see this. They run up the stairs and they give a good old-fashioned teeth-knocking-out ceremony to the future engineer and scientist from abroad. And then a bunch of ugly lefty chicks try to break it up again because they're the ones who let these people into Western civilization and then tell us to shut up about the repercussions. Well, dads are done. Dads are done. Dads are done. So here's Dane. United Kingdom's heating up. You guys probably already saw this. I did not. Thank you for bringing it to our attention. This happened last week in Manchester. Dad goes hunting for the thug. The thug? How dare you call him a thug? You call him a thug because he's brown? Because he's a Democrat? No, we're calling him a thug because he robbed somebody's son at knife point and stole his bike, you stupid morons. They're more upset at the terminology we use to describe criminality, right? Than they are with the actual criminals because they're dumb. You guys are stupid. You guys are as big a threat as these people over here. And after we kick these illegal aliens out of our Western civilization, then we're going to start kicking you leftards. You got metal in your stupid face? You're gone. Booted. Anyway. Dad goes hunting for the thug criminal who held his son at knife point and stole his electric bike. He held a knife to the kid's throat and stole the bike. And white, fat, lefty chicks are on the side of the criminal again. This is why you're going to see more dudes rising up. They're watching their country being ceded to people who hate them. They're watching the violence play out, and they're not going to put up with it. And now you're going to see some extreme prejudice, right? At the 42nd mark, you see Dad taking out the trash with extreme prejudice. This was brought to you. They're all upset with the dad, and they're all upset. They'll be upset with conservatives talking about this. You did this, lefties. You brought these people into Western civilization. You told them they don't have to assimilate because Western civilization sucks. England's racist. America's always been racist. Slavery, 1619, white people suck. Then you don't arrest criminals. So instead of just petty theft at a 7-Eleven, now these people who've come to our countries, they're robbing people at knife point because lefties say, well, you can't arrest them. Culture. Different cultures. Different cultures. So I didn't do this. I didn't advocate for this. I'm not calling for this. I'm telling you, you're just going to get more of it because you lefties go out there and you protect criminals. You aid and abet criminals. You give cover to criminals. You make more criminality. These people are going to rob the wrong kid. They're going to rob a kid who's got a dad. They're going to get killed because lefties keep putting up, promoting, and protecting this mentality. So put the blame where it belongs. Don't be mad at me. I said lock the fucking border down and uphold law and order. The kid stole a pack of Skittles at 7-Eleven? Arrest him. Yeah, you arrest the kid who steals Skittles at 7-Eleven, far better chance that that kid won't grow up stabbing people in a few weeks. So the kid's stolen the bike. The dad's chasing the kid. There you go. I assume it's a kid. I don't know. Jamal Mohammed over here. And there goes dad. And boom! Boom. The bike goes this way. Jamal goes that way. And they're saying that he's dead. He won't be stealing bikes any longer. And the dad's been arrested. And the comment section's full of lefties going, was it worth it? Was it worth it? No life is worth a bike. Who made that decision? That a bike is worth a life? Who in this right here, right? Jamal did. Yeah. Yeah. Jamal said, I'm gonna go steal a bike. Knowing full well that somebody's not gonna be fine with that. And somebody might do something about it, especially if you've held a knife to the other person. You've threatened to kill somebody over a bike. I think Jamal's the one who said the scooter is worth a bike. I think that what happened over here. That being said, you're watching people who keep seeing this happen. This isn't happening in a vacuum. This isn't an isolated situation. You got machete and knife attacks all the time in this place now. Acid attacks. And so this are you missing the part? Look at this. I understand the dad's frustration, but at the end of the day, it's just a scooter. Jamal's robbing people at knife point. Did you miss that part? Did you miss that part? The dad doesn't know who he's dealing with over here. The dad knows that this Jamal's not going to be arrested because he's a guest. But Jamal's going around knifing people, threatening to knife people. Jamal's the one who said his life was worth the scooter. Maybe the thug needed it more than his own son. See, this is the type of person. This is why criminality is increasing. This is why these people, they told you the border wasn't open. And it wasn't murderers and criminals coming in. And then when murderers and criminals from foreign lands come into your country, they go, well, listen, maybe you deserve to be murdered. Why ruin your life and your son's life over an electric scooter? So these people in the UK, and I imagine other... Listen, we've learned the lesson here. We're watching what's happening in your countries. We're kicking these people out. We shut down our border. We overcame a rigged election so we could get law and order turned back on. Yeah, that dad's going to go to prison now. Now, that dad's going to go to prison. This dad would have been better served if his politicians upheld the law. They're not there to uphold the law. They're there to pretend that there's law and order while they seize your country away and get you fucking killed. And we were able to see this play out in your country, and we're not, no, we're not doing it here. We're not doing it here. And so let's kick these people out. You're already watching the murder rate in Los Angeles fall as we kick all these fucking criminals out. And these criminals are starting to recognize that law and order has been turned back on. That's the great salvation over here. And again, we're being stymied and obstructed by a bunch of cunt lefties who are in the service of criminality. They don't even know, because they don't want to be called a racist. It has nothing to do with race. It has everything to do with culture. I'm a culturist over here. But there you have it, guys. Thank you so much for watching the video. Support channel is kept up to date. But dude's finding out. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.